Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And if you'd like to call us, I'll give you the call-in number, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Larry Nichols is with us, and we're going to spend the next 2 hours talking about the Clinton administration, or the Clinton administrations, as governor of Arkansas and as president of the United States, and some of the information that you've learned over the years. We may be confirming that what you've heard, what you believed is true. Welcome, Larry Nichols.
Good morning, Mr. Vincent. How are you?
Larry, I'm doing well, and I hope you are as well. Larry, you know, we've talked about the Clinton administration and how Hillary, of course, wants to become the next president of the United States. And we talked about power, and you had mentioned that they would be the ultimate power couple, the most powerful in the history of Earth, and because he would move on to be Secretary General of the United Nations, and she, as President of the United States, should be selected for election. But how much power does the President of the United States really have? And the reason I'm asking this is many believe that the president is really just manipulated, told what to do, what to say, how to behave, or at least attempts to control the president by the Committee of 300. Or how much power does the president really have?
You know, Vincent, I've heard the same things you have, and I've heard them for years. Part of the problem when we talk about this group, the Committee of 300, the Bilderbergers, all the One World Order groups. That doesn't have as much control. If it ever did, it doesn't have as much control today, because today we have literally opened up our political process, especially at the level of president, the presidency. You know, it's opened up to the highest bidder now. You know, when they passed that Superfund, Mega PAC, you know, all that stuff, now it's strictly up for bids. And then relative to the president not actually having power, one would say, like the office used to have, I would warn everybody to look at Barack Hussein Obama. And I think you can see quite clearly, Vince, that he has wielded power independent of anybody else. He has flat just done what he wanted to do and has gotten by with it. So I think the presidency today has power. Now, it's getting harder and harder to find out who is in with them. You know, who's pulling, you know, who are the puppet masters. But one thing I know for certain, if Hillary is elected president, and she appoints Bill to the United Nations as our ambassador, and if it goes through like the plan said, and he becomes Secretary General to the UN, for those that don't know, that means you're the head of the UN. When he gets to that position with Hillary being the President of the United States, Vince, you're talking right there about they will answer to no one. I don't care if there is a group of 300. I don't care if there's Bilderbergers, Trilateral. I don't care. If they pull that off, they will answer to no one. They will absolutely be the most powerful couple ever in the history of the planet.
Larry, are you saying something like this? That for example, let's say there's a problem in a city. And there's some opposition in the city, and it's starting to gain some strength. And this could be a city in the United States. And we'll call it Springfield, Missouri, for example, a city of a couple hundred thousand. Are you saying that it could be, well, you know, we got a problem over there in Springfield. We don't need Springfield anymore. Is that what we're talking about? I mean, that much power?
Now, when you say we don't need Springfield anymore, you know, what way would we...
Well, I mean, some catastrophe that would happen that would appear to be, well, geez, it was a gas explosion, a refinery explosion, a power plant explosion, something that was made to happen to eliminate, for sure, the entire problem, and forget all about who cares about collateral damage. Well, just wipe the city of Springfield off the map.
You're talking about a modern-day dust-off. That's called a dust-off. D-U-S-T-O-F. And it is very conceivable today in the world of terrorists walking around in our country. Now, this is purely hypothetical, folks, so don't anybody go putting it out that I said something.
Right. This is purely hypothetical. This is purely hypothetical.
So, you know, I could see a scenario, Vincent, where a dust-off could occur either naturally, like you say, by some chemical plant that you might have there in Springfield that just blows up. And then when it blows up, it creates contaminants that make people have to leave Springfield, damages severe infrastructure, destroy everybody, that's what gets out of town, one way. Mm-hmm. Number two, probably the way, if that ever occurred, the way that they would justify it would be to have some saboteur come in as a function of the Islamic terrorists and use a dirty bomb so that, much like Chernobyl, Vincent, they could go in with a dirty bomb, set it off with basically the power of five or six sticks of dynamite, but it would spread around so much radioactive material that the town would have to be deserted. It'd be gone. So, yeah, there's a way that could be done. And then you blame it on terrorists, and everybody buys into it.
It seems like that's what we're doing. We're blaming a lot of things on terrorists. Larry Nichols, do you think that some of these terrorists may be homegrown terrorists? I mean, part of our government?
You know, Vince, and to the audience, we all fall sort of guilty in that this whole concept of terrorism at the level we've got today, Vincent, we've never seen before. And so as our minds can absorb and our minds can believe, you know, a homegrown terrorist as such could do major, major damage in this nation. nation. As a matter of fact, they're already here. As long as our southern border is open as it is, we can have an army of Islamic terrorists walking around this country today, right now. And they're all trying some dastardly plot. I mean, Vince, can you imagine this? I mean, we've got terrorists here now. And their great ambition in life is to please Allah. And to please Allah, they want to do the most catastrophic. They want to create the biggest explosion that kills the most Americans ever in history. That's what they want. The only thing stopping them is being able to get the materials to pull it off. But that's what's scary, or should be scaring everybody, Vincent. There are people on the ground in this country today. On the ground here today. That if they had a magic bomb that could kill 100,000 of us in a boom, one blast, 100,000, or even better, 1,000,000. They would do it in a heartbeat, in a second. Now, buddy, that's scary. That's scary. And they're only limited by their accessibility to the weapon they need to be able to kill that many. So if they can't find a weapon to kill 1,000,000 of us, then they're moving around, and they're seeing what weaponry they can acquire. And if it only kills 50, then that'll suffice. If it only kills 10, then that will suffice. They're here, and they want to kill, pardon me, they want to kill my grandbabies. They want to. There are people here, right? Have you ever thought about that, Vince? There are people here right now. Right now. That want to kill your grandkids.
Larry, about 30 feet from where I'm sitting in the studio, there's a bookcase. And when we come back, I'll tell you what's on that bookcase and why I agree with what you're saying. Larry Nichols, USAPrepares.com, exposing politics, the underbelly, the Clintons. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro grow wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw. Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Larry Nichols is with us for 2 hours today. And Larry, as we were talking about in the last segment, about 30 feet from me in the studio, there's a bookcase in the library here at the farm. And one of the books that we have is a two-volume set. And it's World War II U.S. Army Staff Section Reports. It's about the Third Army, General George S. Patton. And in this book, and this is a large, these are two large volumes. I mean, if you open it up, it's wider than a desk blotter. Huge.
Yeah.
And okay, probably they stand 5 inches tall. And it's filled with plans, attacks, expected kills, wounded, casualties, and how many? How many of us are going to get killed? How many of them are going to get killed? How many are going to be wounded? So when you talk about this, it's clear to me. But it wasn't. It wasn't clear until years ago when I saw in black and white this book. And I started reading it, and I realized that people who are commanding have control over life and death. They don't know necessarily the names of who's going to be killed, but they know how many are expected to be killed. And they carry these actions out knowing that maybe 15,000 or 20,000 or 40,000 of us will die.
Right.
They know this. And they do it anyway. So I believe what you're saying.
You know, that's one of the hardest things in a command position in the field. When you lay out your operational plan, there are certain rules in the military that you follow, which is the 10%. In other words, you can expect, or just sort of a rule of thumb for people to know. When they're planning out a mission and you start looking at projected casualties, generally the rule is 10% dead. Anything less than 10% dead is acceptable. And then it's times 10 wounded. So, in other words, if you lose 10 people dead, then you can expect to have 100 wounded. Anything under 10% is considered a successful operation. Now, there are some operations, obviously, that you want less than that, but there are decisions made with lives every day, especially in the military. And then when you think in terms of Islam, you know, when you think in terms of those people, they have no names. They have no faces to the people that they're going to kill. They don't see them as names. They don't see them as human beings. They see us as infidels, something that is the same as a cancer. You have to eradicate it. You got to cut it off. Cut it out. And there, you know, that's scary when you realize that they're here. You, Vince, think about it. It's pretty well in all of the medical journals. They figure somewhere between 2 to 4% of our population is absolutely homicidal, bat crazy. Okay? I mean, 2 to 4% of this nation is considered to be literally mentally ill to the point that they are homicidal. They're just absolutely crazy. Now, when you take 340 million people, I don't have the calculator in front of me, but let's run what's 4% of 320 million. That's a lot. A lot of people running around in our streets right now. But then when you take this other factor, Islam, how many are here? I mean, you know, that's one of the reasons, Vince, my plan, I shouldn't say my plan, our plan that we're trying to get a state to adopt. You know, I've had several people say, well, gosh, what do you think? You think those people are, you think a state or governor would go along because making Muslims register? Ooh, that's terrible, right? I mean, that might not be acceptable under political correctness statutes. Well, Islam has declared war on us. We're in a war footing. How many are here?
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Larry Nichols.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime. While other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Larry Nichols is with us for 2 hours today, and if you'd like his contact information, it's on page one of USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com. Larry, you're talking about a plan to register Muslims, and you mentioned that we are on a war footing. Please continue.
You bet. Well, what has happened, radical Islam has declared war on infidels, which includes Israel and us. So by that declaration of war, we qualify for what's called a war footing. And under a war footing, folks, that means we have to do certain things that in a peaceful, peacetime situation you wouldn't do. Now, in the plan that we've got, Vince, the part of the plan has to do with Muslims. And having every Muslim go to the county courthouse and register. And some people panic over that and say, my goodness, how can you do that? That's wrong. You can't do that. Now, these are the same people, by the way, that spend every day of their life trying to get the rest of us, the average white American normal person, trying to make us register our firearms, trying to make us register, and we have to register to get our driver's license, et cetera, et cetera. So registering in this country, unfortunately, I don't like it, but it is a common practice. But why? People would say that you can't do that. You can't. That's not politically correct. How dare you say to the Muslims, you've got to go register. Well, let me explain it to you. Yesterday, I saw a news commentator, quote, end quote, supposedly well-respected. First of all, I ain't ever heard of him. But he was saying fundamentalist Islam is the same as the fundamentalist Christian movement. Now, Vince, you help me on this, because I am not well-versed in all Christian religions. But I don't believe there is a fundamental Christian belief out there that says, go and ask people, do you believe in Jesus Christ? And if they say, well, no, well, will you convert and start believing in Jesus Christ? And if they say, no, kill them. I don't think there's one.
Yeah, I haven't heard of one. No, okay. I have not heard of one.
One of the tenets of Islam is the three. Three times, if you find a person that does not believe in Allah, in Islam, three times you ask if they still refuse to accept, Islam, then you kill them. You kill them. And there is a high reward, a high value placed on killing us, killing infidels. Now, by high value, I mean in their religion, Vince, going to Allah heaven is a big deal. And when you go to Allah heaven, you get 72 virgins. That's a big deal. I mean, that's the ultimate reward for all eternity. That's the reward you get for killing people, a bunch of people. Now, there is nothing we can do about the percentage of people that are card-carrying crazy in this country, and some portion of that group is homicidal. We've seen it happen time and time again. But under Islam, you've got people, Vince, that live down the street from you that are, they worship Islam. Their religion, their faith is Islam. You never know. Folks, I promise all of you, you'll never know when that person reaches what's called where the rivers divide, the Euphrates and the Tigris. At some point in every life of a true Muslim, at some point they come to where the rivers divide. And you have to make the choice. One river is Allah heaven. The other is Allah hell. And what determines whether you go to Allah heaven or Allah hell is not a good life, then. It's not. If you want the highest level of reward from Islam, from Allah, there's nothing you can do on this planet in good deeds to earn it. Only one thing you can do to earn it, and that's martyrism. and it's killing infidels. You have to kill a sufficient number. Now, these people are in our country now. We have peaceful, quote-unquote, tame Muslims right now in this country, but at any moment, you never know when they might turn to killing us. And even if they don't, maybe their children do. So in the plan that we have, we simply do this. We simply say all Muslims must register. Now remember, Vince, this is another thing people don't understand. This plan is about a state, right? This is a state's right plan. And so your state, Missouri, if they adopted this plan, your state says, in this state, if you're a Muslim, you're going to go register. And then, at least we know where the Muslims are, which helps us understand if the majority of the terrorist acts come from Muslims in this country, practicing, you know, the faith of Islam. We know where they are. And importantly, they know we know where they are there. Then the next thing is, in this plan, it states that a state, in the case of Missouri, if that's an example, Missouri would set up a terrorism task force at the state level through the state police, which work with the terrorism task force in county and city police departments. Now, the other part of it is those terrorism task force will be under your state's law. They will be in a position to where they can monitor and evaluate mosques, both overtly, which means out in the open. They call you up and say, can we come look at your mosque, or covertly, where maybe that task force puts an undercover agent into the mosque. Why? Because that's where, if someone is here that has been a tame Muslim and maybe their children are growing up, that's where in almost every case of domestic terrorism here, that's where they learn about the killing side of Islam, right there in that mosque. Sometimes by the imam. Sometimes by some person that is a member of the mosque that grabs children and pulls them away and in private teaches them, you know, to do this stuff. Think about him here. Do we know? Do you know today, Vince, do you know today how many Muslims are in your state?
I'm sure we can look it up, almost at a moment's notice. Do you have those numbers?
No, I don't believe you can look it up.
Okay.
I believe you can look up a guesstimate based off of a rolling percentage off of a formula taking census data, but I don't believe you can know with specificity exactly, do you?
I'm looking it up right now, and I don't see it.
Yeah, I doubt any state's got that number. Now, we are in a war footing, which means what's confusing about Islam is a people, it is a religion, but it's also a country. Wherever they are a country, such as a caliphate. But you don't know how many are in Missouri. Now, you've got a group that go to the same or believe in the same faith system that the people that have declared war on the infidel, us, those people live there where you are, but you don't know how many there are. And you don't know where they're at. By making them register, at least the group that belong to a religious faith that allows for the killing of my grandchildren and yours, your children, your grandchildren, both you, folks, you, those people, we need to know where they are. And here's the neat thing about this law. Hypothetically, if Missouri adopted this thing, right? If your state adopted it, and somebody protests that I don't want to register, that's not politically correct. You know, all you got to say, well, then move. You know, we're not chaining people, are we? Your state doesn't chain people that they've got to stay there. If they don't like the laws of your state, move. That's freedom. That's freedom. And I'm sorry, they may leave your state and they may go to California. There, they're allowed to do and move in the shadows, and they might blow somebody up there, and I'm sorry. But this state's rights issue is about protecting the people and property of your state, which all of your state legislators and your governor have sworn to do. Sworn to do that. So now, in this country, we've got 2 to 4% of 320, 340 million people that are back crazy. And we've got some number, of which we have no idea what it is, of people that follow and believe in a faith that has to kill us.
Larry Nichols is with us. We'll be back right after these short commercial announcements. And Kyle from Montana is on hold. Kyle, hold the line, and we'll get to you right after the break. We'll be right back. By now, you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAhNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
This can be slide in.
What are today's hot?
Why are you God, you're
take my
when you go
to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, during the break, I was checking the news, and there's a post about Chelsea Clinton. And if you go to USAPrepares.com, there's a link to that post. And if you decide to go to that post and read the comments at the bottom, they are absolutely horrible. I mean, the people who have commented about Chelsea Clinton are holding back nothing. I mean, they are saying exactly what they think of her. And some of these comments link Chelsea to the Clinton crime syndicate. They really do. And Larry, is she one of the syndicate?
Oh, Lord, Vince.
Did we lose Larry Nichols?
She is. You can hear me, right? Vince, can you hear me in my own?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay,
mm-hmm. Yes,
good.
I can hear you.
Okay, she is Hillary's daughter. All right? And she, over the years, has grown accustomed to the dynasty concept just as Bill and Hillary have. Now, is she a part of a crime syndicate? You know, I don't know. When I come on your program, Vince, I always promise you that when I say things, if I say things, I can prove it to court of law. Every once in a while, you know, but I mean, that doesn't remove me from having conjecture in my opinion, but my opinion doesn't mean it's true. So I don't know if she is. It would not surprise me if she has committed herself to them. you know, it doesn't surprise me.
Kyle from Montana, you're on with Larry Nichols. Welcome.
Morning, Vincent and Larry.
Hey, Kyle.
Just had an exclamation point to put on that. I just spent the last 6 days in Boston. And, Vincent, they are so entrenched. That's the only problem I see with Larry's scenario. I agree with it wholeheartedly. But the 6 days I was there, I was really looking to see. And literally, there would be lucky to be 40% white that I saw in 6 days of traveling around Boston, different things. Even the TSA, our government has entrenched those people. When I was going through the TSA out of Boston, I was looking very carefully. And at the time I went through there, Vince, there was two women that could barely, they were of Latino, some sort of descent, but they could barely speak English. Four Ugandans or blacks that talked with such a heavy accent that you could barely understand them. One Asian guy and two white guys that were there at the TSA checking everybody through there. And some of them were so thick accented, I kid you not, you had to listen intently to understand what they were saying. And we're doing this. Our government is doing this. They're entrenching them. The airports, the restaurants, there's women with burkas on constantly. I saw, I didn't even try to count them. They are so entrenched in these big cities, Vincent, that it is mind-boggling to me. I come home and I thought to myself, you know, we've already been completely invaded. It is just absolutely stunning coming from Montana to someplace like that and seeing it. It was overwhelming.
Larry?
Okay, Vince, I didn't understand. I mean, this is a problem, Vince, that we have in this country. We have literally opened the floodgates so much that we are covered up with people of different nationalities, and they have made no commitment to become Americans, Vince. Caller, that's what bothers me. They've made no commitment to assimilate into our society.
I think you and Kyle are saying the same thing. Kyle, is that correct?
Absolutely.
You know, Kyle, did you want to hold for the...
I'd like to talk to Kyle for a moment.
Kyle, hold on, and we'll bring you on the other side of the break. Top of the hour news. Larry Nichols is with us. Kyle, USAPrepares.com instructor, has joined us from Montana. I'm Vincent Finelli. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph.
Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.